Thank you.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
Mr. Chairman, I could address a couple of those before I forget.
Okay.
Density under Article 16 is lot coverage. The buildings, cabins, and trailers in any RV park together with any non-accessory buildings established on the lot shall occupy in aggregate not more than 25% of the area of the lot. So the RV roofs and the buildings can't be in aggregate more than 25% of that parcel. I don't know where the 18 or the 2 acres or 1 acre, that's not in this article. And then what was the other question?
Transient.
Oh, yeah, that's the one.
Time limit.
So an RV park is you can only stay a maximum 180 days. So that single-family homes are not allowed within this, which he's going to live in an RV in the back, if he plans on staying more than 180 days. I mean, this is still going to be A1, but for RV park status, they can only stay 180 days.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you. Okay, so we've done here in the middle. Anybody over here? And then we'll move over this direction.
Hi, my name's Jody Stahl, and I live at 1632 Sycamore Church Road, which is just down the road. My concern is just that this wouldn't be the best use for this area. When I go camping, I like to go hiking and walking. Not really sure that road is conducive for that. And the traffic is a concern as well. That's about all.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you. Want to start at the front here, sir. Are you signed up? And then we'll just go row to row.
My name is Lane Roberts, and I'm at 1307 Sycamore Church Road. And, of course, one of my big questions is traffic, because you don't have average car traffic going in. You got RVs pulling boats, you got RVs pulling vehicles, and if they're coming from the north, they got to swing out to get into the entrance, and it needs a third lane if it's going to have something like that. And then trash truck, of course. Somebody said something about and coming down at 35 mile an hour, you got 6 seconds by the time you spot the entrance and where you're there. That's going 35. Now, when you're coming down the hill, people tend to go fast. Like somebody mentioned, they tend to go fast because you're coming down a hill and you tend to roll faster. And so you got that to consider too. And somebody said talk about property value to change that. Environmental. When I was building houses here in Taney County, I had to have a sewer system that matched up with the number of bedrooms of the house. Now, one of the things I'm concerned about, are we going to have a sewer system put in that matches up with the potential RVs that could be on this land? That's something that needs to be questioned, because if it's not, who's going to police that? Who's going to police how many days a resident stays in an RV? Who's going to oversee that? I don't want my tax dollars going to another staff. I don't want my tax dollars expanding a road that doesn't have its shoulders on it. You know, there's major things that need to be changed. And so I'm against it, but I do commend him for his entrepreneurship. I do, but it's just in the wrong area. Just in the wrong area. And when he first came to me, he wanted an electric easement. And he mentioned that he was going to put a house on it. And that was it. So he wasn't quite forthright with me, so I don't know how much information he's forthright with us. That's just something.
Thank you. Next row.
Yes, sir. My name is Lee Walden. I live at 369 Sycamore Church Road. We have several concerns. Traffic is, we see everybody that goes in and out. We're up toward the top of the road very quick, and it will create a lot more traffic. We have an environmental concern, you know, with the runoff. We own lands on two sides of it and the neighbor's third side. Runoff if something happens to the sewer system or just runoff onto our property. Water table, that's a concern for us with a well up the hill from them. So it's like that. You know, what amenities are they going to provide? Are they going to have? Can't have hiking trails or anything like that. And we just wonder about trespassing on our property. People want to go for a walk in nature. That's a concern for us. We do have hunters, us and other people that hunt during the season, you know, so that's a concern on that. Will there be on-site management 24/7? He basically said that. This property's around that's been in our family over 100 years. It's been agricultural, and there is residential below us, and we just feel that that's where it needs to stay. Just don't think it's a good fit for our area.
And your property, sir, do you mind pointing it out? Surround?
Yeah, he's on it right there.
Right there.
And following all those right across the road at 348, that's it, the other dot.
It's right here.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Anyone else in that row? No? Next row?
My name is Greg Boland. I live at 1319 Sycamore Church Road. My concern is the safety aspect of it because I've been across Sycamore Church Road numerous times, not numerous, in an RV. It's not wide enough for RVs. It's too close to the shoulder. There's a pretty good size hole up there, not too far from where he's going to put his park. Numerous times I've seen cars in that hole. And one of them RVs is going to wind up in that hole. And somebody already said it's going to block the road. It's just not wide enough. I'm concerned with extended stay. I understand the 180 days, but I'm with Mr. Roberts, who's going to police that. I don't want people turning around in my driveway in an RV. My driveway is not wide enough. I don't want them tearing stuff up. These are my concerns. I'm with everybody else. I commend him for what he wants to do. I just don't think it's a good fit. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
My name's Anthony Boer. I live at 1035 Sycamore Church Road. My mother, Mary Villers, lives at 1027 Sycamore Church Road, and Cindy Hopper lives at 1192 Sycamore Church Road. They both asked me to speak on their behalf as well. They are not in favor of us being here. Ms. Hopper talked to me last week that he had called her also about getting an electric line ran, and that he had told them that trailer they showed earlier, that the beacon line I know cuts across, but the property line doesn't, that he had was trying to tell them that they were going to have it moved so he could run an electric line. She's not in favor. We talked about the safety aspect. I know they did some work a few years ago where they did add some shoulders on. There's one dip they were talking about where as you're going out, the dip's down, it curves on the right-hand side. Since the pavement ends, it drops down into the culvert. The other side, since the pavement ends, it drops down a hill. If a big fifth wheel or something's coming in there or they're pulling a tow dolly with a car that's wider, they're going to be over there as that road. There's a lot of people down Meadow Ridge. As their kids grow up and start driving, they're going to be meeting these RVs coming in and out. Within 3 miles of this location, there are 183 RV sites. Addie's RV Park has 25 total. I don't know if they fall under different restrictions. I know some of those have been there for several years. There's some old junky vehicles, a lot of trash and stuff. America's Best Campground has 158 full hookup sites and 9 cabin rentals. I don't know that we need that many RV parks, but I know the city is expanding their city campground downtown. There's a new one going in up East 76 in behind O'Reilly Automotive. I'm just not in favor of it as is written, and the property we have was bought back in the 50s by my grandparents where we reside. It's always been in the family, except for one part has been sold off as not family, but we would like to keep it the way it is.
Thank you. Anyone else on that row? No?
Nope. My name is Shannon Nelson. I live at 3866 South Leawood, Springfield. My wife and I own the property directly across the road from the property in question. We are not in favor of building a campground. We intend on building a house in the next several years. We feel this would decrease our property value. There's potential for vandalism and pollution on our property, as we are directly across from the street. I know it's been brought up many times. This area is not big enough for walking trails, bicycle paths. They will probably be on our property. It is wooded right now. We don't need that. This would possibly block our private drives to our homes. My grandmother, Beth Villers, my parents, Tony and Betsy Boer. I know you had a picture up there of where the intended drive is going to be. You can see our drive also. It's much closer than it looks. It's maybe 50 yards. We'll have RVs turning around, getting stuck in our driveway. That road is very narrow. We feel this would affect our peaceful environment. We're in the city right now. We don't want to be in the city. We want to move to the country, and we don't want to move across from an RV park. We feel there will be a lot more noise and light pollution, which there will be. It's an RV park. This will increase the traffic on an already narrow Sycamore Church Road with much larger vehicles and campers. In addition, this could cause more accidents and backup traffic in residential areas. Once again, my wife and I are not in favor of this.
Thank you. I think that's everyone. Did I get everyone? Yeah, give them the opportunity to speak. You spoke already, right, sir?
Yes, may I have another question? Can I redirect?
No. You had your time. If I let you, I'd have to let everyone else, so your dedicated time. So you want to come back up and address any of those concerns?
I would, if it's okay.
Sure. Yeah, it's your time.
So just to start with a few things, one of the things that I was kind of shocked by is being saying that I'm, you know, not being forthcoming with information. But Mr. Roberts, I hope you don't think
sir,
that of
sir,
me.
You need to address
okay,
the commission.
I apologize, sorry. If that were the case, I did ask Mr. Roberts and Shannon, the last speaker, to give me an easement for power. The easement for the power, had I been trying to withhold information, I would have waited until they signed the easements before I applied for the permits for the campground. I'm not that way. I try to be as forthcoming with information as much as possible. I mean, sometimes I forget, but I took notes on things of that nature so I can make sure I go over everything as far as that goes. The subdivision, 3/4 of a mile to the south approximately, you know, there's the little to no traffic. Mr. Dieter kind of addressed that. You know, I agree with Mr. Dieter on that. There is traffic on the road. It comes in waves. You know, probably more busy early in the morning and late in the evening. People are going and coming, to and from work. Over probably close to 300 residents back there, especially with the new subdivision. There's 3 routes that you can take to get to that subdivision, one of them being coming past our property on Sycamore Church Road. You can go through what we call the shortcut through the roundabout, through the Commerce Park. It's a new development just to the south of Meadow Ridge, and the other one being taking Sycamore all the way out through Nolan Road and 76 Shepherd of the Hills. So there's 3 ways that you can get to that subdivision that they're referring to. That also being said, the last comment was talking about hiking and walking trails. Ruth and Paul Hanning is at the end of Sycamore Church Road. There's a lot of miles and miles of hiking trails down there and river access as well. I don't mean to debate and get into it with everybody, but just to kind of touch on some of the topics. The road not being wide enough, but it is wide enough for a school bus to be completely sideways. You know, it's kind of says it in its own right. We are going to be the property maintenance and management. We, again, are going to live there. We're building our dream home. In fact, hand me my phone. I don't know if I can send this to Scott, but...